WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your host, Cian Cruz, and if you're anything like me, sometimes your brain feels like a hamster wheel on overdrive. Constantly spinning with worries, doubts, and that inner critic whispering negativity in your ear. But guess what? We can actually rewire that bad boy, upgrade the software, and turn it into a positivity powerhouse. Today, we're diving into the amazing power of positive affirmations, a simple yet seriously effective tool to hack your happiness. Trust me, this isn't about putting on rose-colored glasses and ignoring reality. It's about consciously shifting your mindset, building self-belief, and creating a happier, more empowered you. Ever felt like you're stuck in a loop of negativity? You know that feeling when your mind just keeps replaying those past mistakes or worst-case scenarios? Well, affirmations are like mental shields against that inner critic. They are positive statements you repeat to yourself over and over again to challenge those negative thoughts and reprogram your brain for positivity. And the cool thing is, our brains are wired to believe what we repeatedly tell them. So, how can affirmations actually work their magic? Think of it like this. Each time you say a positive affirmation, you're sending a signal to your subconscious mind, hey, I believe in myself. I am capable. I deserve happiness. Over time, these repeated signals create new neural pathways, literally rewiring your brain for positivity. It's like exercise for your mindset. Now, let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of positive affirmations. 1. Keep it personal. Don't just parrot generic affirmations. Make them specific to your goals and desires. Instead of "I am successful," try something like "I am confident in my ability to achieve my business goals." 2. Present tense, positive vibes only. When crafting your affirmations, use the present tense as if you've already achieved what you're stating. "I am healthy and strong" feels more powerful than "I will be healthy and strong." Also, focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Instead of saying "I am not stressed," try "I feel calm and centered." 3. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Consistency is key. Write down your affirmations, say them out loud throughout the day, or even program them as reminders on your phone. The more you repeat them, the more they sink into your subconscious. Imagine it like a melody getting stuck in your head. That's the power of repetition. 4. Feel it to reel it. Don't just say the words, really embody them. As you say your affirmations, visualize yourself already living those positive outcomes. Feel the emotions associated with success, happiness, or confidence. This connection between mind and body is crucial for making affirmations truly effective. Believe it, even if you don't. Sometimes our biggest hurdle is believing in ourselves. Remember, affirmations are a tool to build that belief over time. So even if you don't feel it right away, keep repeating them with conviction. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a friend of mine who was struggling with self-doubt before a big presentation at work. She told me she felt like her mind was a storm cloud of negativity. But Sarah decided to give affirmations a try. Every morning and evening, she'd look in the mirror and say, "I am confident, capable, and prepared to deliver a fantastic presentation." She visualized herself giving a successful speech, feeling the energy of the crowd, and receiving positive feedback. And guess what? The day came, Sarah rocked her presentation, felt confident and energized throughout, and received glowing compliments from her colleagues. The power of positive affirmations is real. It's about rewiring your brain for happiness, success, and self-belief. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Personalize your affirmations. Use the present tense, repeat them consistently, feel the emotions behind the words, and believe even when you doubt yourself. So, go out there and start scripting your own success story with positive affirmations. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one affirmation that resonates with you? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media @DopamineHacker. Let's build a community of positivity and support together. Until next time, keep hacking your happiness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.